Hey guys, Future Man 19 here. Coming at you with another great story from CERN. Apparently, they have discovered what they call a ghost particle in their Large Hadron Collider. And this is pretty recent. It was announced on Halloween of last month in 2018. And so, of course, Halloween, right? Like they love to, announce whatever they're doing on Halloween. And so, let's go ahead and read a little bit about this article. And I'm gonna, I'm doing this video a little differently than my normal videos. I've been kind of sitting on this news for a few days now, and I just wanna. To get this out as quickly as possible, while the story is still fresh, and because basically, what I'm gonna, tell you in this video is, it's all like all of this is gonna confirm like what I've been saying to you guys, and I know if you guys have watched my videos in the past, I know they're pretty crazy. And far-fetched and whatnot, but I'm just be patient with me and bear with me because it's sort of like I'm trying to give pieces of the puzzle of the bigger if you think of like the bigger picture as a giant puzzle, I'm trying to give you piece by piece, and it's hard to get these videos out like honestly with what I'm doing in my personal life and whatnot. And I do spend an awfully large amount of time on these videos. I think on average, I probably spend like 30 hours in creating a video for you guys. And so I put a lot of time and effort into it. And so this video obviously is gonna be a little different. It's gonna be that more of just kind of just see how it goes, right? So, no script or anything like that. I'm just giving it to you straight right now. So let's go ahead and read this article and kind of see what they found, right? So something terribly new goes bump in data. They're going off that bump in the night kind of theme. Something terribly new. You gotta really pay attention to the words that they use. Is yet to be confirmed by Atlas Detector. They say yet to be confirmed because, really, they don't want to confirm it. Okay, and they don't want to confirm it because, it was just last year that they basically said that, ghosts. Ghosts don't exist because otherwise we would have discovered them by now, and that story went around and it pretty much throughout the whole scientific community, and so everyone was like, okay, yeah, you're right, like spirits, ghosts, even God doesn't exist because wouldn't we have discovered them by now? Like, as if we know anything, right? Like, we barely know about even our own human history. It's funny. I'm sure you guys get this all the time, of how you see an article that's like shared on Facebook or Reddit, saying how, this discovery by these scientists or, whatever. People that they discovered this ancient artifact or ancient, skeleton of a human that's going to rewrite history, right? Like you probably like for me, I'm connected with a lot of people and I get a lot of these kind of crazy stories, and so I probably get this like 6 to 8 times a year, I feel like now, especially with all the discoveries going on. And so it's funny to me because like we barely even know our own history, and so we're right now we think, oh, look at us, like we know everything, we don't need God, we don't need to whatever, like we don't need the promise of to be a spirit, like so we don't need to be spiritual. If there's no spirits, then why do we need to be spiritual? We could just do whatever we want here because we're just gonna go to nothingness. And so they try to scare you, they try to drive that fear into you that like, oh, you're gonna miss out on something, or like you're afraid, so you have to basically, you become selfish. And so let's just listen. Let's just go ahead and listen to this video, and so you can hear from their own mouth,
If we
what they
want
say.
some sort of pattern that carries information about our living selves to persist, then we must specify precisely what medium carries that pattern and how it interacts with the matter particles out of which our bodies are made. We must, in other words, invent an extension to the standard model of particle physics that has escaped detection at the Large Hadron Collider. That's almost inconceivable at the energy scales typical of the particle interactions in our bodies, and so we need not discuss this further. Does anybody object to that at all? No? Excellent. Carry on.
Well, for the purposes of balance, Brian, I'm sensing that maybe someone over there is perhaps they've got to have a spiritual sense, or they had a father who liked cheese.
So, Brian, if I understand what you said, what you just declared, you just asserted that CERN, the European Center for Nuclear Research, disproved the existence of ghosts.
Yes.
Okay. Just.
That was the main reason I think it was built. I think that was the first way.
Oh, really? Okay, so Brian Cox, he's, a very famous scientist at CERN. I think is basically one of their main spokesmen. and you hear it at the end, right? Like, oh, that's the main reason we built it, was to disprove ghosts. Basically, disprove spirits, disprove the existence of God, because obviously, if there's no spirits, there's no spiritual side to anything. So that means there's no God. And so he pretty much declares right there that that was the whole reason that CERN was built, was to just basically prove that oh, none of these things exist. You're all silly for believing it. It's all silly, silly, silly. And this was just last year, okay? This wasn't like 10 years ago that he's claiming this. This is last year in February, okay? And yeah, like I said, like this story went around all over the place. So I have a lot of different sites that I looked at. And so everyone, knew about this, right? And so, yeah, here's another one. Ahaha, so very funny, right? And so this year, that they announced on Halloween, scientists at CERN may have detected a new ghost particle. So do you see the kind of hypocrisy, or like, why would they name it ghost particle, right? Like, why do they name things the way they do? Why do they name things the God particle? Or like projects like Open Sesame or Atlas or Omega with the alpha symbol, next to it. So Omega Alpha, they're everything that they name. And you can see, I have a video on this that goes into extensive detail of every single project and what the symbolism behind all these strange, things that they name. It's either their machines that they have or projects that they're working on, and they always name it these things, right? But I honestly believe that this ghost particle is actually the proof of the existence of spirits, and I'll show you why going through these articles. So this is very recent, like I said, a week ago, and when I get through this, I'll show you that everything that I've been saying in all my videos, I started this YouTube channel last year, and that was before the Great American Eclipse, and there was a lot of sort of buzz around the spiritual community of of things happening around 923, and 923 kept coming up on in everything. And so, you know, I put a lot of research into that, and you know, of course, I've always been a huge conspiracy theorist and just like to know what's going on in the world in general. And so I put my first videos were all about 923 and why that date was so important. And I explained clearly, you know, what was going to happen on that day. And when I'm finished with this video, you know, I hope that you guys realize, you know, what I'm saying, even though it sounds crazy and weird and whatnot, like it's actually happening. These things are actually happening, and I don't necessarily know, you know, what it means, but I just know that it was told to us in a way that it was going, like these things were going to happen, and so I've been waiting for them to happen and looking for these things to happen, and now they're happening right before our very eyes. And so let's read a little more on this article. Here's another rendition of what this ghost particle can look like. Oh, it looks very, you know, it looks pretty spiritual to me. You know, it kind of looks like if you thought of like an angel, right? Or like some sort of spirit, as like a, even looks like a six-pointed, you know, star, like, you know, Metatron's cube showing up, right? And then if we look at the first one to see, this is another rendition. So you see, like, it has all these rays or arms sort of coming off of it, right? So let's read on. Scientists are trying to work out if a strange new particle dubbed a ghost particle has been detected at CERN's Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland. Using the compact muon solenoid instrument on the particle accelerator, the team said they had seen a signal that could be a particle that's twice the mass of a carbon atom. So remember this, compact muon solenoid, okay? And so, you know, basically, you know, they found this particle, but they don't, I mean, it doesn't fit into their standard model, right? Like, of course, just like how our history is always being rewritten, so is science. And that's why it's, you know, funny to me, like, you know, I love science and what they're trying to do, but like, they would get so much more done if they weren't like busy just trying to disprove the existence of things, of like trying to disprove like faith or, you know, God or spirits or whatever. You know, it's like, why aren't we putting our time into like trying to, you know, you know, obviously, you know, things like find the cure for cancer, or like, you know, find out how to get to Mars, or, you know, find out how to save the environment. But no, we're like spending all this money on CERN, and they're even building a 30 times larger, you know, Large Hadron Collider, right over CERN, right over, you know, the old one. It's gonna be 30 times larger than it. It's like they're spending all this money to try to disprove the existence of the spiritual side of man, basically. And of course, they're never gonna win that game. We could get as many as we can make one 300 times larger collider. We can make, you know, one that goes around the whole Earth, right? And it still won't be enough to penetrate and see what's going on, because I just, if you really can see everything and like what's going on, like your mind would be blown. Like it's like there's no end to anything. There's no beginning, there's no end. It just goes around and around and around. Eventually, this is one of my theories, is, you know, eventually that, you know, if you build a telescope that could go the furthest any telescope can ever go, like, you'll just be looking at yourself, like through the telescope, like if it zoomed all the way out and in and through the and pierced everything, like you would just be looking at yourself. And so like that's just, you know, one of my, like, how I view things. Like everything is a part of everything, right? Like the whole, if you look at the universe, it's a big puzzle. You know, the bigger picture is just a puzzle. And this is why I created this channel, was to give you the pieces of the puzzle so you could see what's really going on, so you can see the bigger picture. And so I started with 9/23, and I said something is going to happen on this day, on either 9/22, 9/23, something was going to happen, and something did happen. So and this all is going to tie in together. I'll show you. Yeah. So CERN found this new ghost particle, and you know, let's continue reading. And the scientist says, but it's strange, a mass that has formed where no mass was expected. So basically just appeared out of nowhere, right? Like they already said last year, they all declared that, oh, ghosts weren't real, spirits aren't real, God's not real, and oh, all of a sudden, what just happened? You know, something, like if you could think of magic, like this is the only way we could describe this, right? Like literally magic, where something that wasn't there just popped into reality. Okay, like that's what I'm saying. Like this is strange, right? Like they said, strange. And continue on. This isn't the only particle news that they've had this year, and this is just talking about this year. Okay, in fact, this isn't even the only ghost particle news we've had, because in July of this year, astronomers announced the discovery of neutrinos coming from an energetic galaxy 4 billion light years away. Okay, so it's coming from neutrinos. Remember this, neutrinos are coming from a galaxy that's 4 billion light years away. Okay, so remember that. And perhaps more relevant was the news from September this year, when scientists suggested they broke the standard model. Okay, so they're always, you know, we're always rewriting history, we're always breaking the standard model, because we just don't know. Like if we just admitted that we don't know, we would learn so much more, you know. But since we think we know everything, we can't learn anything more. With the detection of ultra high energy cosmic neutrinos, okay, so neutrinos, using the Antarctic impulsive transient antenna. Okay, I'm pretty sure this was the one that was named Satan, but they're like, okay, maybe that's too obvious, so they renamed it Anita, right? And they just, you know, obviously if you just replace the I with an S, rearrange the letters a bit, oh, it's Satan again, right? Like they make it so obvious. And so in March there was news of the weirdly named Skyrim on, you know, Skyrim, okay, so do they play the game or something? A particle with ball lightning-like properties, okay? Okay, ball of lightning. A particle with ball lightning-like properties, remember that. And also in September, results at CERN hinted at a particle that seemed to defy the standard model. Okay, So this new ghost particle discovery heralds a new era in astronomy. So not only is it breaking the standard model, it's also bringing about a new era in astronomy. So it's a huge, huge discovery. Like, I might not be the best one to, like, to really be the one that's like, this is really important, guys. Like, you should really listen to what's going on. But of course, you know, like I said, if you compare the stories from last year of, you know, how they basically disproved spirituality, of course, that story gets thrown around everywhere and everyone knows about it and everyone talks about it because, you know, that's what they want. And then this, an incredible discovery, they don't even... It's like barely, like, I follow CERN, right? Like, really closely. I'm someone who follows it because obviously I make a lot of videos and have to be keeping up in what they're doing. But they've been quiet for some time, so I haven't been paying attention. And I found, the way I found this article was through another YouTube video, random, you know, YouTube video on CERN that I was just watching. That was pretty new. And it showed it, and I was like, what the heck? How did I miss this? Right. So like even me, someone that's been following them, you know, it's been missed by me. So let's read what they have to say here. So in two papers in the journal Science, scientists describe how they located a source of neutrinos 4 billion light years from Earth. It's an energetic galaxy known as a blazar, called TXS-0506, okay, which has a giant spinning supermassive black hole at its core and fires out twin jets. And so from what I understand about, you know, what we've been saying about cosmic rays is that cosmic rays can only come from two sources, which is the sun and black holes. And you see what I've been like trying to say to you guys is like the duality here, right? Like, okay, only two sources, right? Like heaven or hell, like sun or a black hole, like your choice. You want to go to eternal darkness or eternal light, which, you know, obviously eternal darkness, black hole. And so these cosmic rays, which are, you know, these neutrinos that they're finding now, that is not matter, but they can not be there and then turn into matter. Like, they're there and we can't see them with our standard, you know, fitting into our standard model, because our standard model says, oh, there's no spirit, there's no of this side that you can't see, you know, that everyone's talking about. It's not there because we can't prove it, right? Like, that's a logical fallacy. Like, oh, since we can't prove it, you know, with our utter intellect that, you know, as humans have, like, we can't prove it, so obviously it's not true, right? But now they just found a week ago on Halloween that neutrinos are, you know, basically are kind of describing a spirituality, like things that aren't there but can appear, right? So let's, you know, continue reading on, because it's all very important. So on September 22nd 2017, okay, if you guys have been watching my channel, you guys probably know that I've spent a lot of time talking about 9/23 of last year, 2017, and how something was going to happen on that date. And so this, you know, this discovery happened on September 22nd, you know, 2017, you know, depending where you live, it happened on, like I said, like it would happen on the 22nd or the 23, depending on where you live, that the Ice Cube Observatory at the South Pole, and if you have watched my previous videos as well, you would know that how I linked the, you know, the Arctic to where they had a symbol for a marker down there, that something was going to happen on 9/23 as well. And here we go. So this ice cube, you know, of course, the cube, you know, comes in, like, if you guys have, you know, again, watched my videos, you know that they like to mention the cube a lot, for you know, because basically they think of our 3D world as the cube, and so we're in this cube or matrix or whatever, and they're just, you know, and they worship it, right? They worship this life. They don't want to go to heaven or hell. They just want to stay here and have fun. And so that's what the cube represents. And so Ice Cube, you know, funny name, right? Ice Cube, also a famous rapper. So it discovered an incoming high-energy neutrino. This advanced detector has a real time alert. Okay, so again, neutrino. Like I said, so this observatory finds this neutrino that on the date that I've been mentioning so much that something was going to happen, right? Specifically that you know, that something from a black hole was going to get pulled through this current in space that only aligns every, you know, 2,000 odd years, right? And that CERN was going to take advantage of that and pull something out of a black hole, okay? And like I said, these cosmic rays, these neutrinos are coming from the cosmic waves, and then, you know, they become something, or they come from nothing and then come from something, right? They come from darkness and then they turn into something, right? It just, when it hit, so yeah, let me now this is a video that, you know, recent article, and here, yeah, let's just go ahead and read this. So, for the first time, scientists have been able to trace the origins of a ghostly subatomic particle that traveled 3.7 billion light years to Earth. The tiny, high-energy cosmic particle is called a neutrino, and it was found by sensors deep in the Antarctic ice in the Ice Cube detector. Scientists and observatories around the world were able to trace the neutrino to a galaxy with a supermassive, rapidly spinning black hole at its center, known as a blazar. The galaxy sits to the left of Orion's shoulder. Now, if you have watched my videos, you would know that I have talked about how CERN, how this black hole, how it was all connected with Orion, because that's the place, you know, like the pyramids were even pointing towards Orion's belt, right? All the three great pyramids of Egypt are at one point directly linked up to Orion, right? And you know, and if you study the pyramids, you know, and really get into it, you'll learn that they're actually aren't just like some, you know, dead man's tomb or Pharaoh's tomb or whatever, right? Like, there's more to it than that. It was actually an energetic machine, and I could even post proof about that. But you could find the proof yourself. It's certainly out there. So I won't get into it in here, but how everything, this sort of like dark forces are always like connected to Orion, like something about Orion they're just obsessed with, like it's either where they came from or something is, you know, from there. And so there's this supermassive black hole at its center that this particle this ghostly subatomic particle traveled 3.7 billion years, light years, to Earth. Like, 3.7 billion, okay? Just to, you know, give you a comparison, like, I've been watching Star Trek a lot recently, and I've been watching Voyager. If you guys know the story of Voyager, that they, you know, they got sent across the universe to another quadrant, called the Delta Quadrant, and they were like, I don't know, to get home, it would take like 70 years or something like that. Like, it would take a long time for them to just travel, you know, the fastest that they can at warp speed. It would take like a ridiculously long time, you know, basically like another, like a whole generation would pass before they got home. And so and they were only like, I don't know, I think it was like 30,000 light years or something from their home. And it's like, okay, so, you know, think 3.7 billion light years from Earth, like that's really far away. Like, you know, that's super far. Okay, and so so something came from there, and they're saying this is so strange and this is just so unexpected and everything. So let's go ahead and see what else they have to say about it. Let's watch this video real quick. Okay, so there's the current, right, coming out of this, the black hole. Ghost particle. See, okay. So it came all the way from this black hole. There's the Birkeland current. If you watch my video, that's exactly how I described it. Okay, it sent this thing, this particle, from inside a black hole, and it shot it 3.7 billion light years directly at Earth, in the Antarctic, of all places, where there was a specific satellite that was put there in 2010 for this reason alone. Like, they knew it was coming too. Okay, like, they don't tell you everything, but I'm telling you, like, they knew something was coming too, so they put up this observatory to, this was the whole purpose of them putting it up, was to detect this lightning, this ball of lightning basically falling to Earth. Right. And so scientists say the discovery heralds a new era of space research, allowing the use of these particles to study and observe the universe in an unprecedented way. So this is changing everything, but if, you know, I don't think it's being, you know, mainstream. Like, people don't really know what this really means. And this is funny, like, I have basically the same image, like, that I shared in my videos, and this is exactly what I was trying to show. Like, something was getting sent to our Earth all the way from the center of this black hole. Like, it just shot out, like, unexpectedly, they say. And like, what I'm trying to show you is, like, through these articles, is it's two different discoveries, and the first biggest discovery was on September 22nd, 923, that happened last year, and now CERN is confirming that. And so this has never happened before. And so, let's see. Neutrinos are referred to as ghostly because they are extremely volatile or vaporous particles that can pass through any kind of matter without changing. Kind of sounds like a ghost, right? They have almost no mass. They can travel through the most extreme environments like stars, planets, and entire galaxies and remain the same. Before the new studies, only two sources have been found, the sun and a supernova. Okay. So cosmic rays, the most highly energetic particles in the universe, bombard Earth from space. Their ionizing particles in our atmosphere were detected for the first time more than 100 years ago in 1912 by physicist Victor Hess. He determined that they came from space. Let's see. Seeing you see here that it's like, you know, lightning falling to Earth from a black hole. Black hole, black abyss, the black pit, the pit of darkness, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's what happened. Whatever was hidden in there, that should stay in there. Like, why would we need something that's 3.7 billion light years away from us? The furthest possible known thing. Why would we want something to come out of it and come directly to us? And when it hits the Arctic ice, like the water, water creates life. Okay, so it hits it, and this thing that had no mass hits the ice, hits life, and turns into matter. So it was like a ghost that like popped into existence, right? And this observatory was built just to see this happen. And let's see. So this ice cube detector, you know, they built it recently, 2010. And this is why it was built to detect these ghost particles. Spent a lot of work on this, right? Like 86 holes, 300 scientists. Like, this is a huge operation, right? And it's not, I think, the first time I actually heard of it. So a lot of resources were spent on this project, and they built it just in time. Like, you know, that's pretty wild if you ask me. And so, let's see. So on September 22nd, everything changed when the neutrino dubbed Ice Cube 170922A was detected beneath the Antarctic ice cap. It had an energy of 300 trillion electron volts. So, this is the image of it, okay, that the observatory captured. You know, I don't, it looks alien, that's for sure. Okay, it does not look like it should be hitting our Earth, whatever this thing is. And so when a neutrino interacts with the nucleus of an atom, it creates a secondary charged particle, producing a cone of blue light that can be detected and mapped by Ice Cube's light sensor grid. So this is what it really looked like in great detail, like of it going from just an energy signature or whatever into something that had mass. It has a lot of energy in it. And so let's see. Further on, you know, okay. Detections included NASA's MAGIC telescope. Like I said, like they name things, their names are so creative. All of astronomy is light. You see a star because photons, which is light, hits your eyes. Okay, if I shine a light on a table, you won't see the light on both sides, but with a neutrino flashlight, a ghost flashlight, it will go through and you can see it on both sides. So this could like provide new technology for us in the future. So this article goes in a little more in depth of what's really going on. Here's a better image of what this observatory looks like. So pretty big operation. They keep mentioning this date, of course, because that's when it happened. That's when everyone said it was going to happen. That's what I said. Something was going to happen. That something from a black hole would be coming to Earth. Satan falling to Earth, if you want to believe it in that interpretation. Or, you know, it's like I said, I don't know what's going to happen from it, but something definitely did happen, and it was exactly the way that I described it. And so, see, here's another picture of it, you know, coming through this black hole. Something that's not, I don't think, you know, things are supposed to escape black holes. Like, that's why I said, you know, CERN, Cassini, Saturn, all these things were linked. The Birkeland current is all linked to this one day on 9/23. See, and look what they say. A galaxy with a monster black hole about 100 million. Like, see, monster in quotations. Okay. 100 million times the size of our sun. So this is like, it's got to be like one of the first black holes, right? Oh, and like let's just think for a second. Like, let's use our imagination. Like, let's think if God like really had this war with this entity known as Satan, darkness or whatever, like, and God won, you know, how, and you can't destroy this thing. So what's the next best thing? Like, obviously you can't just build a prison somewhere and put this guy in there because he's gonna escape. Like, what is the safest location in all of the universe? A place where even light can't escape it. And so, you know, obviously a black hole is that place. Like, to me, a black hole is like, you know, it's symbolic for, you know, the black abyss, for the pit, where, you know, you could say that the, you know, sons of perdition go, where people that, you know, just do not want to follow the universal laws, and they just, you know, go against God and everything natural. Like, obviously they're on a very destructive path, so they just go to this place, you know, and these are where all these neutrinos are. And like I said, it only comes from two sources, you know, the sun or these, you know, black holes. And so something from this black hole escaped. And like, I really think this is like my deep kind of like understanding of things and how I imagine things to be. Like, if I imagined, like, okay, everything was just darkness at the very beginning of everything. Like, everything is just dark, and everything's dark, and there's just an eternal darkness, right? And like, somehow, in some way, darkness was just like, it got bored or something, right? Like, if it's like, and you can't even comprehend this thought, but like, of nothing, you know, like, you have no thoughts, there are no thoughts, you're not experiencing this right now, you can't be experiencing it, because there's nothing ever, and ever will be, there's even nothing of nothing, you can't even describe nothing, because there'd be nothing to describe. Like, it's, you can't even comprehend it, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't even comprehend the concept of death. Like, we cope with it, but like, since we don't fully understand it, it always affects us in a sort of negative way. And What I believe is that how can I be so, like, just like limited? Like, how is this all there is? Like, what's the point? Like, if we just go to darkness, like my experiences, you know, do they even matter? And that's why a lot of these people that don't believe in anything, they believe in nothing, right? They just do whatever they want, and that's what's happening with this world. It's just people just doing whatever they want and not following the universal laws, right? But it's just, that's just here in this kind of 3D reality. Is there's just a lot of that duality everywhere. So, anyways, getting back to the article, let's continue on here. So this Blazar is off the shoulder of Orion, and as matter falls into the black hole, vast jets of charged particles emerge at right angles, making them massive particle accelerators. You see what CERN is trying to do? See, they're making, basically mimicking the black hole, you know, trying to mess with, you know, opening black holes and messing with antimatter and things like that. And obviously they've learned how to do it because they've figured out how to open up this black hole 4 billion light years from Earth and, you know, pull something out of it. And so, yeah, these natural particle accelerators, they could extend almost 1 million light years, which you know, he says is obviously larger than the particle accelerator at CERN. And so, yeah, this particular galaxy type is known as a blazar because one of the jets is trained directly towards Earth. Like, what are the odds that this supermassive black hole, you know, that it's 4 billion light years away, and exactly the date that I said that CERN will be able to pull something out of a black hole and it come to Earth? Like, what are the odds of that happening on that very day with this thing that is billions of light years away and it's aimed directly at us? Like, what are the odds? They must be astronomical, right? And he goes on to say, we are really in the line of fire. We are staring into the eye of the monster, so to speak. I keep saying they choose their words very carefully. The eye of the monster, right? Like, if we go back, where is it at? To here, right? Like, do you not see this? This is supposed, let me zoom up a little bit. This is supposed to be what it actually looks like. This is what they built, you know, probably spent millions or billions of dollars to create this ice cube particle observatory in the Arctic, just to take a picture of this thing. And as you can see, you know, like, what is this little thing here? Like, it reminds me of, like, the Eye of Sauron, right? Or, like an eye staring back. You know, this is all that, where that eye symbolism comes from. It was all pointing to this one event that happened on 9/23 of last year. Here's the observatory again. This is what it looked like when it was falling to space, apparently. And so, Yeah, the chance of this excess of neutrinos or the chance of this excess of neutrinos arising by chance is less than 0.03%, he adds. So, like I said, the odds are astronomical that all of this happened on that day, and there's something going on. Like, the observatory is picking up these ghost particles that are just unexplainably coming from all the way across the galaxy, 4 billion light years away, and they're aimed directly at us, directly at Earth. What are the odds? So believe what you want, but definitely something happened on 9/23 last year, and now CERN is able to detect these new unexplainable particles that are changing everything that we know about science and physics and astronomy, and just, to me, it totally confirms everything that I've been saying to you guys. You could believe whatever you want, but again, I'm just showing you what I'm seeing and the dots that I'm able to connect. And so that's all I really have to say about that. Here's one last little video. You can see that. Here's another kind of how their data points it out. I mean, as you can see, it looks like the shadow monster, right? From like Stranger Things, like all these tentacles or whatever coming out, and this is apparently what it looks like. So, right, anyways, guys, this video is already pretty long, so I'll end it here. Let me know if you have any questions or comments. I appreciate everyone's comments, but I would appreciate, if you're just gonna leave me a comment like, "Oh, you're stupid," or "You should," whatever, like just something that's, it's like, if you're gonna tell me I'm stupid, then at least tell me why I'm stupid, not just say you're stupid, like say why I'm stupid. That would help a lot. So just, yeah, if you guys and then also follow me on Twitter, FutureMan19. I do post a lot of my thoughts that I have daily on there, and so hope to see you guys more. Bye bye.